ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת וישב. And we have at the beginning of the parasha, you see the עניין that יעקב אבינו, he loved יוסף more than all his brothers. The פסוק said, וישראל אהב את יוסף מכל בניו, כי בן זקונים הוא לו, ועשה לו כתונת פסים. That יעקב אבינו, he loved יוסף from all his other brothers. Why? Because he was born to him at old age. And that's why, because to show him love, he made him ketonet pasim. He made him ketonet, woolen, nice garment. He made it for him, for Yosef HaTzadik. That's what the pasuk said. Ve'asa lo ketonet pasim. I saw here the Pirush HaRosh. He brings down, he says, what's the reason that Torah is telling us why he made Yosef ketonet pasim? Because he was ben zekunim. He was born to Yaakov Abinu when Yaakov was at old age. He said, we have a younger brother who's Binyamin. So how come he did not make ketonet pasim for Binyamin? So he says here, ve'im tomar haya lo la'asot ketonet pasim le'Binyamin yoter mi-Yosef. ויש לומר שהיה קטן כל כך שלא היה יודע בטיב קישוט לשמור עצמו מתנוף ולכן לא עשה לו כתונת פסים. That's very simple. Said, since that, how old was Benjamin at that time? Said, Yosef was 17 years old. How old was Benjamin? Approximately there's 8 years apart between Yosef and Benjamin. So if Yosef was 17 years old, how old was Benjamin? He was approximately 9 years old. So at 9 years old, he doesn't know how to wash his clothes, not to make it dirty. So if he's going to make him, you know, ketonet pasim for Binyamin, he's still young, too young, you know, to make him such a hashub suit, such a hashub garment. That's why for Binyamin he didn't make it. He made only for Yosef. That's what, if we go with the Pirush, that what does mean ketonet pasim? He made him ketonet, woolen, nice garment, made out of wool. But Rashi and the Gemara, Shabbat, and I'm looking here that also Da'at Zkenim Ba'alei Tosafot, both of them, they're saying, what does mean ketonet pasim? He did not make full garment for Yosef. No. He only made something around his wrist. That's what he said, ketonet pasim. Only saviv pas yado, not kol ketonet. That's what Rashi said. Here also Da'at Zkenim also said the same thing. That's what Yaakov made for Yosef. So we said that he made him ketonet pasim. Why? Ki ben zekunim hulo. What does mean ki ben zekunim hulo? Rashi tells us here, ben zekunim shenolad lo le'ed zeknato. That's a simple understanding of the word zekunim. Ve'yom ki lo stergem bar hakim hule. What does mean ben zekunim? He was very sharp, he was very smart, Yosef. That's why Yaakov loved him. Shekol ma shelamad meshem va'eber masar lo. Whatever Yaakov learned from Shem and Eber, he passed it on to Yosef HaTzadik. And like we have, sure enough, we have the Ba'al HaTorim. He tells us, what does ki ben zekunim hulo? He said, zekunim is Rashi Tevot. How many Sidrei Mishnah do we have? We have 6 Sidrei Mishnah. But he said, zekunim is Rashi Tevot. Zayin is Seder Zira'im. Kof is Seder Kadashim. Nun is Seder Nashim. Yud is Seder Yeshu'ot. That's Seder Nezikin. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat Lamed Aleph calls it Yeshu'ot, Seder Nezikin. And Mem, the Seder Mu'ayd. These are the 5 Sederim that Yaakov Abinu, he taught Yosef HaTzadik. He was Hakam. All what he learned from Shimon Eber, he passed it on to Yosef. But the problem is, that's what Baal Turim brings down. But the problem is that we have 6 Sederim, not 5. How come he taught him only 5? He's missing Seder Taharot. How come he didn't teach him Seder Taharot? I saw the beautiful Pirosh that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sheyehyeh, he brings down Derech Siha, as a Sefer Derech Siha. He says, back then, they used to have only 5 Sederim. And he said, Seder Kadashim and Seder Taharot, they were together as one set. Both of them, they were called Seder Kadashim. There's no Seder Taharot. Why? Because he said Seder Taharot was part of Seder Kadashim. He said, because that's what the Gemara said, En Ochlim Kadashim Ela B'Tahara. So that's part of Seder Kadashim. They had only 5 Sederim. That's what here Baal Turim tells us. He taught them 5 Sederim that include all the Mishnayot. And now that we have 6 Sederim, he said, no, with the time that they saw that they have so many Braitot, they have so many Mishnayot, then they decided Hachamim to split into 6 Sederim. But really, back then, they used to have only 5 Sederim. Why? Because they no Chulim Kadashim, Ela B'Tahara. That means Yaakov Abinu, he taught Yosef everything. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, he taught him everything to Yosef HaTzadik. And when the brothers they saw this, ויראו יחב כי אותו אהב בהם כל יחב, וישנאו אותו. ולא יחלו דברו לשלום. They saw him that Yaakov, he loved Yosef more than anyone else. Now they started כביכול to hate Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because Yaakov is showing love to him more than the love that he's showing to them. That's what the Mefarshim tell us. And that's really what the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara over there, the feud, the Gemara says, "Le'olam ali shenei adam bino ben habanim." You should not differentiate, you should not show love to one son more than the other sons. Why? Because take a look what happened over here. Because that Yaakov showed love to Yosef more than the brothers, and Kanubo, they got jealous of him. And they had to sell him. They sold him to Mitzrayim. And Gilgal Adabar, Viardu Abutinu Mitzrayim, Ishtabidu Sham 400 Shana. That's what the Gemara says over there. It was all Kibyachol. They were blaming Yaakov Abinu because he showed love to Yosef more than the brothers. That's what happened. It led at the end that all the brothers, they got jealous of him. They went to Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara brings down. Tosafot on the spot, they ask, what do you mean? Is it because of Yaakov? They already have Gezerah from Abraham Avinu. Ki geri yezaracha beres lo lahem. Already here, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu that they're going to go to Mitzrayim. So why the Gemara is blaming Yaakov Avinu? Tosafot they asked, said, no, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, ki geri yezaracha beres lo lahem, it doesn't have to be that they have to suffer under the Mitzrayim. Because he said it's a fact. The 400 years, it started from the time that Yitzhak Abinu was born. From the time that Yitzhak was born until they went to Mitzrayim, they have 190 years. 190 years, what did they go through? Only Be'eretz Lo Lahem. But nothing, they weren't suffering. But because of what Yaakov showed love to Yosef more than the brothers, that's what caused that they have to go to suffer in Mitzrayim. That's what the answer over there. I saw, but here, Torat Moshe Hatam Sofer, he wants to go on the positive side. He said, it cannot be that Yaakov Abinu, he was showing love, he was matil kenaki b'achol between the Shvatim. So he says here in Torat Moshe, Daf Kuf Nun Gimal, ve'asa lo ketonet pasim, lo nechshal Yaakov lehatil kena, u'ma yikanu behablei ta'anugi ha'olam hazeh b'ketonet pasim. He said, why, you think the Shvatim, they got jealous because you made him ketonet pasim, around his wrist, he made him something nice, that because of this, khalas, they say, Yaakov loves Yosef more than them. Come on. He said, cannot be that the Shvatim, that's what they're thinking about. Ela amru hazal masichet Shabbat, dafkuf memhe, mpenei ma telmidei hachamim shebebabel mitsuyanim. The Gemara said, why the telmidei hachamim in Babel, you see them, they dressed up nicely with a suit and tie, and everything's nice, why? מפני שאינם בני תורה. Like when I said, because they're not real תלמידי חכמים. Why? Because if they are really תלמידי חכמים, then people, they're going to respect them, not because of what they're dressed. They're going to respect them because of their Torah. But because in Babel, they're not so much תלמידי חכמים, so they have to get dressed, you know, like someone who's חשוב. People are going to respect them because of their clothes. There's what to speak about it. Once we spoke about בן שחי, Ben Yehoyada, I speak about it, but this is not the time for it now. But that's what the Gemara says over there. Mpenei she'enam b'nei Torah. Continues here, Hatam Sofer, Ki tziyun ha-begadim hu siman she'enam banim shel Torah ha-amitiyim. If someone's dressed up, you know, nice, you know, everything, you know, there's millimeters, dressed up perfect, then that shows that he's not real Talmid Hakam. If he's really Talmid Hakam, he doesn't care about this, the tie is exactly in the middle, whatever. So he wants to go. ויען כי יעקב אהב את יוסף מכל בניו כי בן זקונים הוא לו ומסר לו סודות התורה. Since that יעקב אבינו, רשי said, כי בן זקונים הוא לו, he passed on all שישה סדרי משנה to יוסף הצדיק. So he was very sharp. And he was absorbing all the Torah, all the חוכמה, all the סודות that יעקב was teaching him. יוסף was absorbing it like a sponge. So he saw him, so he loved him. Now, חשש יעקב אבינו, פן ירגישו הבנים וקנו בו. יעקב, he was scared that maybe the brothers, they're going to see that יעקב, they're going to feel it, that יעקב, they loved Yosef more than them. Really, יעקב loved Yosef more than them. Why? Because he's more sharp. That he taught him all the Torah, he was sitting with him, כי בן זקונים הוא לא, that's why he loved him. But יעקב, he was scared, maybe the brothers, they're going to get jealous of him. על כן עשה לו כתונת פסים כציונים של אותם שאינם בני תורה, כדי שלא יקנו בו אחיו. That's why he made them specially כתונת פסים, to show them that why I'm making him כתונת פסים, because he's not really תלמיד חכם. That's what the Gemara said. התלמידי חכמים שבבבל, why they dress up nicely? Because they're not 100% תלמידי חכמים. That's why he made him such a clothes, so the brothers should think that he really is not Talmid Hakam, because if he was Talmid Hakam, he does not need Ketonet Pasim. That's what Yaakov, he made him for, he made that Ketonet Pasim only for Yosef. אמנם ויראו אחיו בעין שכלם, כי אותו אהב אביהם, ומאהבתו שחשש לקנה, עשה לו Ketonet Pasim, ועל ידי זה וקנו בו. But the brothers, they felt, even though Yaakov, you know, he was trying to hide this, by making him ketonet pasim, the brothers, they felt it, that really Yaakov loved him more than anyone else. And the reason why he made him ketonet pasim is only to show them that he's not, Yosef is not Talmid Hakam, but really they picked on it. And they felt it. And that's why the brothers, they got jealous of him. That's what the Pasuk said, Bekanubu Ehav. That's what a beautiful Pirush that Hatam Sofer tells us here. So as I said, the Pasuk said, Beiru Ehav, כי אותו אהב בהם כל אחיו וישנאו אותו. So they hated him, ולא יכלו דברו לשלום. They couldn't even talk to him לשלום. What does it mean? Rashi says, מתוך גינותם למדנו שבחם, שלא דברו אחד בפה ואחד בלב. Rashi is telling us that since that the pasuk is talking כביכול about the גינות, about the bad side that the brothers had, that they hated him, how could you hate your brother? אלא because the pasuk is talking about this, but at least, Rashi said, take a look at the positive side of it, that the brothers, they weren't talking to Yosef in front of his face that we love you, but really in their heart they hate him. They told him straight out, we don't like you. لا أخلو دبرشون. They didn't even want to tell him shalom. They weren't ahad bepe ahad belib. That's what Hakim, that's what Rashi here is telling us. And I saw here the Baal HaTurim, he brings down, he said, لا أخلو دبرو لشalom. What does it mean لشalom? He said, لشalom gematria 400. Lamed, Lamed is 60, and Mem is 40, that's 100, and Shin, 300, 400. At 400, Lishalom, it's written without Vav, there's no Vav. It says Lishalem. Why it's written Lishalem? I saw in Midrash Sechel Tov, and also Midrash Lekach Tov, we bring it down, said, it says Lishalem. That means they thought Lishalem lo ra'a tahat Tovah. That's what they thought. But here Baal HaTurim tells us, Lishalom, it's written Hasir Vav, and Gimatria is Tav, 400, Shigaram Litav Shanim Shel Galut. That's here what he's telling us. That because Yosef, Yaakov, made Yosef this special garment, and the brothers, they saw it, and now that's what caused the 400 years. That's why it says the word Lishalom, written Vav, to teach us that the Gimatria of 400 years, because of the love that Yaakov showed to Yosef, It caused that they should go to Mitzrayim for 400 years. That's really what Baal HaTurim tells us. But we have to understand also what Rashi says, ולא יכלו דברו לשלום, that מתוך גנותם בנו לשבחם, that they did not talk to Yosef אחד בפה ואחד בלב. They did not talk to him. They told him straight out that they don't like him. Okay. Then we'll see בעזרת השם. Maybe we'll understand Rashi a little bit differently בעזרת השם. So we'll see after that, ויה חלום יוסף חלום, ויגיד ליחב, ויוסיפו עוד צינו אותו. יוסף הצדיק, he had a dream, and he told it to his brother. He told the dream to his brothers. And ויוסיפו עוד צינו אותו, they hated him more. What was his dream? Simple פירוש. פסוק after that, די אומר, אין שמעונה החלום, זה אשר חלמתי. But we told you once, that החזקוני says, that here יוסף, he had a dream. It means יוסף, he had a total of three dreams, not two. The famous Mekubal Pirush that everyone knows, that Yosef had two dreams. The first dream about the sheaves of wheat, and the second dream about the Kuchabim, Yareach veKuchabim, all the stars are bowing down to him. So that's what the most popular Pirush. But the Haskuni says, no, Yosef HaSadiq had another dream. What was that dream? Said the Torah did not tell us what was his dream. Why? Because it wasn't fulfilled. The first dream that Yosef had, it was not fulfilled. That's why the Torah did not even bother writing it. That's what the Pasuk. Halom Yosef Halom. What is this Halom? We don't know. He had a Halom. And he told it to his brothers, but since that was not fulfilled, that's why the Torah skipped it, didn't write it. When the Pasuk wrote after that, وَيُومَ الْعَلِينَ شَمْعُنَا حَلُومَ زَيَ شَرْ حَلَنْتِ, that was the second dream according to the Haskuni. Whatever it is, but the simple Pirush, he told him the dream, he told him, let me tell you, وَيَنَّيَا نَحْنُ مِيَلَّمِيمْ أَلُومِينَ بِتُوْخَ السَّدِهِمْ وَيَنَّيَا كَمَا أَلُومَتِي وَيَنَّيَا مِتْصَبَا وَيَنَّيَا تِسُبَّيْنَا أَلُومَتِيخِمْ وَتِشْتَحَوِينَا أَلُومَتِي. What he told them, said he had a dream that when they were in the field and they were binding, you know, the sheaves of the wheat, they were binding them, and his bundle, Yosef's bundle, stood in the middle, and all the bundles of her brothers, it was bound down to his bundle. That's what the Pesukim telling us. All right. He told him the halom. وَيَمْرُوا لُوَا يَحَابْهَا مَلُوخْتُمْ لُوخْ عَلَيْنُوا وَمَشُونْتُمْ شُولْبَنُوا. What do you think, Yosef? You think you're having such a dream that you want us to bow down to you? You standing in the middle, you want us to bow down to you? Are you planning of being a king on top of us? What are you planning? So the وَيُوسِفُ عُطْسِنُوا أُتُوْ عَلْ حَلَمُوتَا وَعَلْ دِبَرَمْ. So they hated him even more. For what? For his dreams and for his words. What does it mean for his dreams and for his words? Al halamuta fi al dibarav. So everyone's bothered with it. Rashi, he understood al halamuta that he was telling them the dream that he had. That what does it mean? Said he was telling them the dream that, listen, I had a dream that you're going to bow down to me in the future. Hashim, he'll say, that's halamutav. What's dibarav? Rashi said, dibarav, al dibbatam ra'asha, ayam ibi l'abihim. That's something else at the beginning of the parasha. Ve'abi Yosef dibbatam ra'a l'abihim. Anything he used to see bad that they're doing, he used to pass on the information to Yaakov Abinu. And there's also a lot what to speak about, but this is not our point now. Said, how could the Shvatim do whatever they're doing? Rashi said, hashudim ala arayot, ukhlim ever mnahai, mizalzalim b'nish fahot, how could that be? And if they did not do any of this Abirot, how come Yosef suspected them? There's a lot what to speak about. This is not our topic now. But that's what Rashi said, Al-Halamutav, on the dreams that he had, Bi'al-Dibarav, that he was maybe the Batam Ra'ala Bihim. He was telling his father about them. That's what Rashi explained. The Ramban, he says here, Bi'ta'am Al-Halamutav, Bi'al-Dibarav, Shehayu Sunim Oto Ala Halamut. He used to hate him because of the dream. Plus, וגם על הסיפור שהוא מספר אותו להם כמתהלל, כמו שאמר שמעונה החלום הזה אשר חלמתי. They hated the approach that he came to them and he told them, listen, I had a dream, I was standing in the middle, everyone's bowing down to me. The way he told the dream, it was כביכול, was showing off, listen, I'm חשובי guy, everyone has to bow down to me. That's the way, on the explaining the dream, that's what they hated about him. ויוסיף עוצנו אותו על חלמותיו ועל דבר. That's what it means. They hated him on the way he's telling the dream and on the dream itself. Question, obviously, we have to understand, what does it mean, they hated him on the dream itself? What do you want from him? If he had such a dream, I understand you hate him on what? On the way that he was telling you the dream that he had. But you cannot hate him for the dream that he had. Why are you hating him? Because he had a dream. Khalas, we hate you because he had a dream. Hazit, what should he do? He had a dream. He had two dreams, he had five dreams. So what do you want from him? The guy, he goes at night, he has his dreams at night. So because of the dream, they hate him. We have to understand what's going on here. Is it up to him? We have to understand about the Shemit Barak. I saw something interesting here. Hatam Sofer tells us, in Torah Moshe also, says, what did the brothers told him? המלוך תמלוך עלינו אם משול תמשול בנו. What does mean? What's the difference between המלוך תמלוך עלינו אם משול תמשול בנו? לכאורה, it's redundant, double language. המלוך תמלוך, are you planning on becoming a king? Or you want to be controlling us? Same thing, same idea. Why they repeated in two different languages? He says, חתם סופר, he said, there's a difference between מלך and מושל. So מלך is a king. Moshel is like a governor, a mayor, a person in charge. That's a Moshel. So he says here, ורוצה לומר, כי אם ירצה אדם למלוך על מדינה, בוודאי כבר היה לו בה איזה ממשלה. שאם לא כן, מה לו לחשוב בזה, והוא מן הנמנע שיהיה מלך, בטרם שיהיה איזה מושל לפני כן. He said, if a guy is running for president, he cannot run for president if he wasn't before a mayor, if he wasn't a governor. He has to have some something in the government. He cannot just run in out of the blue. He came, he's running for president. And that the person, before he was governor, he was a senator, he was something. And then he runs for president. He has something before. He cannot jump. That's what the brothers told him. והוא מנהל נמנע שיהיה מלך בטרם שיהיה איזה מושל. ואמרו כן ליוסף, האם היית מושל עלינו עד עתה שאתה מצפה להיות מלך? He said, you planning, you telling us that you want to become a melech, become a king. Were you at least before, until now, were you at least Moshel? So you're running to become a king. He said, cannot be. That's why, המלוך תמלוך עלינו, משל תמשול בנו. Were you, until now, were you Moshel? You're not Moshel, so what are you talking about? That's what the brothers they were telling him. That's why you're at the Hatan Sofer. That's just as a side point. That's what he's telling us here. And he continues here. He says here in Daf Kuf Nun He, Amud Bet, he says, if you pay attention, the brothers, when Yosef came to them the first time, when he told them his dream, they interpreted the dream to him. They told him, "Hamaloch temloch aleinu, imashon temshol banu." Yosef, he came to them, you told them, this is the dream that I had. What's the interpretation of that dream? They told him, are you planning on becoming a king on us? That means they interpreted his dream to the good way. That's the way they interpreted the dream. They understood that his dream meant that he's going to become a king. That's about the first dream. When he told them the second dream, he told it to his brothers. And what did the brothers answer him? Nothing. The brothers kept quiet. Didn't say anything. His father screamed at him, but the brothers didn't say anything. Why the brothers didn't say anything? Why not? He says here, ובחלום האחרון לא אמרו לו כלום. Why? כי כל החלומות הולכים אחר הפה. ונתחרטו עד שפטרו לו חלום הראשון לטובה. על כן בחלום זה לא דברו כלום. He said, the first time when Yosef told them the dream, the Gemara מסכת ברכות said, כל החלומות הולכים אחר הפה. Any person who had a dream, the way the person is going to interpret the dream, that's what's going to happen. That's a long story of the Gemara over there, Masechet Berachot, with Barhedia, Nabayin, Rabah. Long stories over there. That's what the Gemara, you could look it up over there. But this is the idea. Kol ha-halamot olchim ahar hapeh. The Gemara brings the proof, the Pasuk said, Vehi ka'asher patar lanu kin haya. Oti heshib al kani ve'otu tala. You see, at the end of the parasha, whatever Sar Mashkim was telling Par'o, that Yosef, the same way he interpreted my dream, that's exactly what happened. That's what the Gemara said. Kol ha-halamot olchim ahar hapeh. The way he interpreted them, that's the way they're going to be. That's why the Gemara said, when a person has a dream, he should not go to someone who hates him. Why? Because if he's going to go to someone who hates him, he's going to tell him, Shema Israel, what kind of a dream you had? I see your dream, you know what the interpretation of your dream? Hasbe Shalom, something is going to happen, whatever. Because he hates him. That's what the Gemara said, if a person had the dream, he should go to someone who loves him. So even if it was a bad dream, he's going to interpret it to him for a good way. Like the Gemara says over there with Barhedia, when they came to him and he told him that he saw a dream that they were hanging him up. So how did Barhedia interpret the dream? He told him, if they're showing you in your dream that they're hanging you up, that means you're going to become Nasi, you're going to become Chief Rabbi. That's an interpretation of the dream. What's going to be with the rope around his neck? I said, "En halom below Devarim Betalim." That's the Devarim Betalim in the halom. But really, you're going to be a big rabbi. That's what he told him, Barhedia. So even though it looks like it was a bad dream, I said, "No, all the dreams you could interpret them to the right way." So it's all depending. Kol ha-halamot olchim ahar hapeh. That's what the Gemara said. So since that the person is going to interpret the dream to the good way, that's what's going to happen. So here the brothers. When Yosef came to them the first time, he told them about the sheaves of the weeds, the bundles. So they interpreted the dream to him for the good way, that he's going to become a king. That's what the way they interpreted, that's what's going to be. But when he came the next time, they felt bad. How come the first time we interpreted the dream for him to the good way? If we hate him, we should have told him that the dream means very bad. And that's what's going to happen. That's why the second time when they came to them, when he came to them, they kept quiet. They didn't say anything. וכיוון שפטר יעקב ואמר הבו נבו אני ואמך ואחיך להשתחוות לך ארסה, אז וקנו בו אחיו, עד שיתקיים החלום לטובה. After they saw that the first dream they interpreted it to him for the good, that's what's going to be. In the second dream they kept quiet. Why? Because they don't want to interpret it to him for the good, because it's going to be fulfilled for the good. And they don't want to interpret it to him for the bad. Why? Because Barmlan is their brother. They didn't want to do it like this, so they kept quiet. But after they heard that Yaakov, he interpreted the dream to him that it's going to be for the good way, now they got jealous of him. They can't be ahav. Now at least their father, Yaakov, he interpreted the dream for the good. That's what's going to happen. That's why the second dream, the brothers, they got jealous of Yaakov, of Yosef HaTzadik. I saw also something interesting. The Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he asks here, he said, I don't understand. We said that the brothers, they hated Yosef from before he started telling them his dreams. From before. He said, "Beiru Ahav ki oto ahav b'mikol ahav v'yisneu oto v'lo yachilu daberu shalom." They couldn't even talk to him. So if he saw them, that they hate him so much, how come Yosef is going to them? Could you please interpret my dream? And the dream, as if, you know, Kibyachol is teasing them. He's telling them, listen, the dream, I had a dream that I'm going to be on top. You're gonna bow down to me. You know that your brothers, they hate you. They couldn't talk to him. That's what Rashi said. If they were, you know, they showed him that you are our brother, we love you, but really in their heart they hate him, then we could understand why he came to them. But here, Rashi said, they showed him that they don't like him. So how come he came to them? Kibyachol is adding more gas to the fire. You're teasing them now. How can you want to them? So here, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, she says, צריך לדעת, למה היה יוסף מגדיל השנאה במה שהיה מספר חלומות גדולתו מגידות? All what his dreams, telling him what's going to be in the future, he was telling it to his brothers. ומה גם אחר יודעו כי הוא שנו בעיניהם. כמו שאמרו חזל, הפסוק ביום אלו הנני, שמסר עצמו למיטה. הנני. He put himself, he knew that his brother, they hate him. Nevertheless, since that Yaakov Abinu sent him, Lechna re'et shalom ha'hecha ve'et shalom ha'son ve'ashibeni dabar, ve'yomer hineni. He said, I'm ready. Even though he knew that they might do something to him, he said he was willing, masar ta'asmon lemita. He was willing to go. And that's why Yaakov Abinu, he was crying afterwards. He said, if he knew that the brothers hate him, how come he didn't tell me that your brothers hate you, and I wouldn't have sent you to them? Yaakov was crying about this. But Yosef, he kept quiet. His father sent him to see what's going on in the field. He went after them. So he knew that they hate him. So how come he was telling them the dreams, adding more gas to the fire? ואולי כי כנתכוון להודיע אותם כי מן השמיים העליהו למעלה. ומעשה יעקב הוא בהסכמת עליונים. ומזה יחדלו מסנו אותו. Yosef, he thought, maybe by him telling them his dream, now they're going to realize that min hashamayim, what a halom. Halom is coming, the Gemara said, Masechet Brachot, the Gemara said, halom ehad mishishim min nebuah. That's pasuk said, b'halom adeber bo. That's halom, it has a sort of nebuah. That's small nebuah, it's called halom. So if that's the case, Yosef was telling his dream to the brothers, to tell them that, listen, I had a dream that you're going to bow down to me, that means I'm going to be on top. That's what they're showing me in Hashemayim. That's Nebuah. That's my dream is Nebuah. So if that's the case, now you shouldn't hate me because why my father likes me more than you? Because in Hashemayim they're showing you now that I'm going to be bigger than you. Maybe Yosef thought, maybe with this they're going to calm down, they're not going to hit him anymore. That's the reason why Yosef, he told them the dream. That's one answer. או, יסד גיבס סקן אנסר, או יכוון להודיעם כי עדיין יסטרכו אחיו ויבואו וישתחוו לו. ואולי כי ביודעם כן ירחיקו השנאה לבא לנקום מהם לעת יפלו לפניו, כי יש בתים יחופו ראשם לגזירת אל עליון. So he said, since that Yosef knew the interpretation of the dream, that he's gonna control them, he's gonna become the king, they're gonna come bow down to him, that's why Yosef was telling them that I see in my dream, which is Nebuah, Halom, Ahad Mishim Nebuah, I'm going to become the king and you have to come bow down to me. So if that's the case, you should be scared now not to hate me. Until now, I see that you hate me. But now I'm telling you what's going to be in the future. That's a nebu'ah. So you should stop hating me. Why? Because you should be scared that I should not take revenge. What's going to be in the future? I'm going to become the king and you're going to come bow down to me. I'm going to take revenge because he hated me. That's why he was telling them the dream. So maybe they're going to calm down. That means Yosef, he wasn't Chas v'Shalom teasing them. All his machshavot, Yosef HaTzadik, was only to calm them down so they should not hate him for no reason. Why they hated him? They hated him, whatever, because Yaakov, he made him a bracelet, whatever he made in Ketonet Pasim. So because of this, now they hated him. So he was trying to calm them down. That's the second answer. Or Yosef, he came from different view. V'hu aderech omram zal perek haroe dafnunheb, Masechet Berachot, ki kol ha-halomot ochim ahar ha-peh. That's what we said. All ha-halomot, the way you interpret the halom, that's what's going to be. V'amru ocham, she'elech etzel merachameh lev, ifterenu lo letoba. When a person has a dream, he should go to someone who loves him to interpret the dream to him for the good. He shouldn't go to someone who hates him. Why? Because that guy, he might interpret it for the bad. So the Gemara said, if you had a dream and you know someone hates you, don't go to him. And here Yosef, he knew that the brothers, they hate him, and he went to them. Why? To show them that even though you hate me, but I still love you. I'm not suspecting you that you hate me. Probably, I don't know, for some reason, you're telling me that you hate me. But I know for sure that you love me. And the proof that I know that you love me, I'm coming to you to interpret my dream. If I know that you hate me, why would I come to you? That's what he says. It's beautiful. So the kol ha-halomot hulchim ahar ha-peh, ve'amru od she'elech etzel merachameh leh, ve'efterenu lo letobah. Ve'yosef hashab she'besepero halomotav lahem, yadunu be'asmam kilbo shalem amahem, ki'mishpat ha-achim ha-ahubim. Ul'tzad she'kadma sen'a ve'kuna ninalu sha'arei ahaba belbam, ve'ayu danim ha-kol le'estorerut alehem. Because when ha-shamayim, they made the Gezerah that Am Israel, they have to go to Mitzrayim. It's all Gezerat Alion, like he brings down Torah Moshe, also brings down from Ketvei Arizal. It says, Yosef, what's the Gematria of Yosef? Yosef's 156. It's the same exact Gematria of Kin'ah. Jealousy, 156, exactly. That means Hashemayim, Meramzim, the name of Yosef is jealousy. That means the brothers, they're going to get jealous of Yosef at Tzadik. That's why Hachim tell us, that it's all Gezerat Alion. But really all what Yosef, he was coming to the brothers to tell them his dream, it was only crying, he was trying to calm them down. Listen, I know for sure that you love me. If I know that you hate me, I wouldn't have come to you to interpret my dream. That's why he was trying to show them that I still love you, you're my brothers. That's what happened over here. That's why he went to them. That's a beautiful Pirush that Rahim HaKadosh tells us here. And as I said before also, we have to understand the words of the Ramban that he said, "Ve'isneu oto," they hated him al halomotav ve'al devarav. They hated him on his dreams and the way he was telling the dream to them. I understand the way he's telling the dream to them. There is room what to hate him, but why are you hating him on the dream that he got? He had a dream, Hazit. What do you want from him? And you see later on when he told the dream to Yaakov, to his father, "Ve'saper el abiv ve'leha ve'igarbo abiv." His father screamed at him. Why did he scream at him? You have many pirushim. One of the pirushim that the Ramban brings down. Ve'yigarbu abiv, he said the Ramban, O'ta'am ha-gi'ara lomar, Eich nisa'achal b'cha l'halom ha-halom hazeh. En zeh ki imgo bahleb v'na'arut shi'alu debarim ke'elo al lebabcha. Ke'enyan sh'ne'emar b'halomot ra'yonach al mishkibach siliku. So he said that Yaakov was telling Yosef, how dare you are to have such a dream. Again, the same question. What do you want from him? Yaakov was screaming at Yosef, how dare you are to have such a dream? Is it up to Yosef to have that dream or that dream? The person goes to sleep, as I said, they give him a dream. So I don't understand why they hated him for the dream itself. Why hating him? I understand they hate him for the interpretation, the way, okay, no problem. But for the dream itself, the Chavrat, I have to understand. And also, they called him Ba'al HaHalomot HaLazeba. When he came to them, they called him Ba'al HaHalomot. What does it mean, Ba'al HaHalomot? It's the guy, the dreamer. It's the guy, this guy always has dreams. What do you mean he has dreams? So Yosef only had two dreams. According to the Haskun, he had three dreams, and that's it. Because the person had two dreams, they called him Ba'al HaHalomot. Rashi and Masech HaSanhedrin, it tries to says over there, he said, no, that the Sar Memone ala Halamot, he came to them. That's called Ba'ala Halamot. Sar Memone ala Halamot. But really, the simple understanding of the Pasuk, they called him Ba'ala Halamot because of two dreams that he had. Ella Fashim said that really, the dreams that Yosef had, how come Yosef, even though that he had a dream, I understand he had a dream, probably the dream is Nebuah, but why are you telling us the dream right now? Why? Because we know, Hakim tell us that all the dreams, the person, if he had a good dream, he should wait for it to get fulfilled up to 22 years. You have up to 22 years, you could still expect that the dream might be fulfilled. After 22 years, forget about it. From where do we know this? From Yosef Tzaddik. From the time he got his dream, he had his dream, until the dream was fulfilled, how many years passed by? 22 years passed by. From here, the Gemara learns that the dream of Yosef took 22 years to become a reality. So since that, Yosef HaTzadik, he had a dream, and the dream is going to be fulfilled after 22 years. By the way, they have that Da'at Zkenim. Here he says, I don't understand. How come, brings down here Pirush HaRosh, he says here, "Vem tomar mashina b'halomut paro amar ve'al shanot ha'halom el paro pa'amayim ki nachon ha'dabar me'im ha'elohim u'maher ha'elohim la'asoto." Means by paro, when he had two dreams, Yosef told him, because he had two dreams, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rushing. He wants that dream to become reality ASAP. Why? Because he had two dreams, one after the other. He says Yosef HaTzadik also, he had two dreams, one after the other. So how come by Yosef took 22 years, and Yosef, he told Paro, you, because he had two dreams, it means Hashem is going to do it right away. For him, he saw it. For him, it took 22 years. So that's the question he asked here. He said, no, there's a difference. Yesh lomar de halomot Yosef hayu bishne lelot, abal halomot shel Paro hayu bilayla ahad. He said, Paro, he had a dream, two dreams the same night. The same night he had two dreams. To have the same dream at two times at the same night, that means when Hashemayim, they're rushing, they wanna make it come fast. But by Yosef's dream, well, he had dream one night, and then second night he has a different dream. That's normal. It might take up to 22 years. So the brothers now, they hated Yosef. He told them, listen, even though that he had a dream that he's going to become king on us, but that dream, it might take up to 22 years. It could take many years. So why are you telling us the dream right now? Dayal Sarah Bishata. When you get to that problem, we'll deal with it. You're telling us from now to worry until you're going to become king. No, why are you telling us from now? That's why they hated him. But why they hate him, we still have the problem. Why they hate him on the actual dream itself? Chavra, we have to understand why they hated him on the dream itself. We have the Gemara over there also on Masechet Berachot. Well, the perek over there, perek haroi, speaks about halamot. The Gemara tells us here, daf nun hei amud bet. Amar bi Shmuel bar Nachmani, amar bi Yonatan, en mar'in lo la'adam, ela mehirhure lbo. Shne'emar, ant malka, ra'yonach al mishkibach siliku. The Gemara said, the person, he does not have a dream at night. He dreams only about what he sees during the day, what he thinks during the day. That's what he's going to have dream at night. Let's hear what the Gemara is telling us here. Amar Rabba, tida licha, I'm going to bring you proof that the person dreams only about what he thinks, not about something that he never thought about. Why? De la mahvu lele inish, lo dikla de dahaba, velo pila de ail bekupa de mahata. He said, a person, he won't see in his dream that an elephant is going to fit inside the needle hole. They won't see a person who doesn't see such a strange dream. Or he wouldn't see a tree made out of gold. It's far-fetched. The person, he wouldn't dream about it. Only if the person think about something during the daytime, that what is he going to have dream about at night. That's what the Gemara is telling us. So here the brothers, they said, listen, if Yosef HaTzadik, he had a dream at night that we going to bow down to him, how come he had such a far-fetched dream? Why is he better than us? It must have been. All day long, Yosef HaTzadik was thinking how to become king on us. He was thinking about it all day long. That's why he had a dream at night. That's why, if that's the case, now they hated him on the dream itself. איך מלאכל בך לחלום חלום כזה? How dare you are to have such a dream? So, Hazit, what do you want from him? I don't know. That's up to you. It's up to you to have such a dream. Why? Because if you never thought about it during the daytime, you wouldn't have dreamt about it at night. And because you thought about it, that means you caused that dream. And if that's the case, they called him Ba'ala Halamot. It's true they called him Ba'ala Halamot. Not because he had two dreams, they called him Ba'ala Halamot. Every person dreams. And they called him Ba'ala Halamot for what? Because he made that dream. He's the owner of that dream. He's Ba'ala Halamu. He made it. Why? Because we were thinking about it during the daytime. That's why he dreamt about it that night. That means you caused it. That's why they hated him on the actual dream itself. They hated him. That's what happened in the first dream. But the second dream, when he came, he told them, "V'enei shemesh v'hiyareach v'ahal asar kuchabim mishtahavim li." What does it mean? "V'ahal asar kuchabim mishtahavim li." So, what is it referring to? Shemesh v'hiyareach v'ahal asar kuchabim. He was dreaming that the sun and the moon and 11 stars are going to bow down to him. By the way, I saw Nahatam Sofer ala Torah, he brings down. He said, what do you mean 11 stars? He said, also we see by Haggadah Shel Pesach. He said, Ahad Asar mi yodea, who knows 11? Ahad Asar ani yodea. Ahad Asar kuchbeya. He said, you have 11 stars. 11, you have 12. Tekenet Shabbatim, 12 Shabbatim. Why he said Ahad Asar kuchabim? Why Ahad Asar kuchabim? He said, really there are 12 kuchabim, but 11 bowing down to 1. The 11 bowing down to number 12. That means Yosef, he was the 11 shbatim, 11 stars bowing down to Yosef. But really there are 12 stars. And that's why he said also by Haggadah Shel Pesach, he said Ahad Asar kuchabim, that Ahad Asar kuchabim bowing down to the 12. That's as a side point. But anyways, who's now the Hadassar Kuhabim said referring to his brothers? Okay, no problem. Who's the sun and the moon? But his father and his mother. His father and his mother, they're gonna bow down to him. Do you think that Yosef is gonna think about during the daytime that his father and mother are gonna bow down to him? He's not gonna think about it like this. And if Bechol Zot he had such a dream at night, that means his dream is not because he was thinking about it during the daytime. His dream was actual nebuah. It was actual prophecy, as we said, nebuah. Halom ehad mishim nebuah. If he had such a dream at night, about the first dream, that's also the Od Yosef Chai also explains. When he had the first dream, it says, if you pay attention to the pasuk, it says, ve'yisneu oto, they hated him because of the first dream. But when he told them the second dream, it doesn't say ve'yisneu oto. It says, ve'kan'ubo ehav, they got jealous of them. Why didn't hate him here? Because he said the first dream they thought that because he was thinking all day long to become king, that's why he had such a dream at night. So now they hated him. How could you think about it during the daytime? That's what caused you to become Ba'ala Halamot, to have such a dream at night. That's about the first dream. But the second dream that he told them, I had a dream that my father and my mother bowed down to me. It cannot be that Yosef was thinking about it during the daytime, that his father is going to bow down to him. It cannot be. It must have been the second dream. It's halom of nebuah. That's why they got jealous of him. They didn't hate him anymore. They got jealous of him. And that's what when his father, ve'yigarbu aviv, he screamed at him. Why he screamed at him? He told him, ma halom azeh asher halamta. He was screamed at him that really, the halom, how could you have such a dream? In the eyes of her brothers, he was screaming at him. But really, the pasuk said, ve'aviv shamarta dabar. And he told them what he told them. Ma halom azeh asher halamta. I know what kind of a dream you had. So he told him, what did Rashi say? Ma halom azeh asher halamta. Rashi says, Habo nabo ani ve'emmecha ve'achecha l'shtahavot licha arsa. Rashi said, v'alo emmecha kvar mita. You had a dream that your mother is going to bow down to you. Rahel already passed away here. Passed away last week's parasha. So how come here you had such a dream? If you had such a dream that Rahel, your mother, is going to bow down to you, that means for sure you did not think about it during the daytime because she wasn't alive. And if you, because of it, you had such a dream, it must have been, it was halom of nebuah. What your brothers, they're suspecting you that you're thinking about during the daytime, I know, ma halom azeh asher halamta. What does it mean? The word ma, what does the word ma mean? It means it shows of anava. Hakim said, the Gemara said, Masechet Yoma, gadol ma sh'ne'emar be Moshe, yoter ma sh'ne'emar be David, yoter ma sh'ne'emar be Abraham. ביי דוד המלך צייז, ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש. אברהם אבינו סייד, ואנוכי עפר ואפר. זה still the worth something. תולעת or עפר, they are something. משה נהרון סייד, ואנחנו מה? Nothing, we are nothing. It means the word מה chose ענבה. Let's hear what יעקב was telling יוסף. מה החלום הזה אשר חלמת? What kind of dream you had? Your mother Rachel already passed away. So if that's the case, that means cannot be that you thought about during the daytime. It must have been you have halum of nibuah. And I know your heart. I was teaching you the Torah. I know who you are exactly. I know that your dreams are mbhinat ma. Ma ha halum zeh. Your dreams are mbhinat anava. For sure you are anav. You never thought about even your brothers to bow down to you. Ela, all your halamot was halamot of nibuah. It was halamot of anava that I know. It was minna shamayim davar meramzin lecha. That's why the Pasuk said, v'abib shamart davar. And the brothers, they felt what's going on over here, as I said from the Ben Shai also. And that's why the second dream doesn't say that they hated him. Now they got jealous only of him. Vekan ubu ehav. Why? Because now they realize that all Yosef's halamot, he wasn't thinking about them during the day. Ela, it was halamot of nebuah. That's why the Pasuk said, vekan ubu ehav only. Now, I saw something interesting. Torat Moshe, Hatam Sofer, he tells us here in Parashat Veigash, he writes here that Kuf Tzadik Chet Amud Alef, Parashat Veigash, Torat Moshe, he said, V'nera de ketonet ha-pasim, the ketonet, the garment that Yaakov met to Yosef, ketonet pasim, ita b'mfarshim, she'aya beged melchei kedem. It was the cloth, it was the uniform that all the kings back then used to wear, she'ayu melubashim bo b'nei melachim. All the kings used to wear such a clothing. That was a uniform for the kings. That's a king's cloth. So he continues here, Hatam Sofer, he said, Ve'im ken, haya malbush nukhri. If that's the case, it means the ketonet pasim that Yaakov met to Yosef, it was a goyish cloth. It wasn't Jewish cloth. So if that's the case, ve'efshar, de'lachen ne'inash ve'ngelgal ad-dabar ve'yardu le'misraim. He said, maybe because of this, ngelgal ad-dabar, that since that Yaakov Abinu, and he says also in Drashot Hatam Sofer somewhere, I don't remember exactly now, he says also in Drashot Hatam Sofer, he said in the cloth, the ketonet pasim that Yaakov met to Yosef, there was in it nidnud abira. And because of this, it caused that the brothers got jealous of him because of that clothing. And galgal adabar v'yardu abotin al-Misraim. It means Yaakov Abinu, kibachol, he put him goyish cloth on him. That's why that's what caused the whole thing. And with this, here, Hatam Sofer, here, he explains the Gemara. We have Gemara Masechet Megillah. Pasuk said, לכולם נתן לאיש חליפות סמלות, ולבנימין נתן 300 כסף וחמש חליפות סמלות. For everyone, the Pasuk said in Parashat Veigash, he gave, after he revealed himself, when the brothers came to him, he gave each of the brothers one suit. לכולם נתן לאיש חליפות סמלות. Give them one garment, whatever it is, galabiya, whatever you want to call it. He gave them one suit. And to Binyamin, he gave him five suits, plus 300 kesef, 300 coins, silver coins. That's what the Gemara says over there. And then the Gemara said, Efshar bedabar, Efshar dabar shin tsta'ar bo oto tzadiki kashel bo. Because he saw it on his body, Yosef HaTzadik, that because Yaakov, he showed love to Yosef more than the brothers got jealous of Yosef. That's what caused them to go to Mitzrayim, and all the Am Israel to go down to Mitzrayim 400 years. So could it be now here Yosef doing the same exact mistake? He's showing love to Binyamin more than the other brothers. How could that be? It's a simple Pirosh, he could explain, said, what do you want? Here it was his brother from his mother's side. What do you want from him? That's it, he loves him. It was Binyamin. He was from the same father and same mother. All the other brothers, they were right, the same father but different mother. So okay, he loved them more, why not? And he's not the father, he's only his brother. He could show love to one brother more than the others, that's it's not a big deal. But also, nevertheless, if I'm not mistaken, the Gaon of Vilna explains over there, he said, if you pay attention to the Pasuk, لَخُلَّمْ نَتَنْ لَعِيشْ حَلِفُوت سِمَلُوت. How is the word halifot is written by the brothers? Halifot is written with the vav, male. לכולם נתן לאיש חליפות סמלות, but when it come to בנימין, ולבנימין נתן 300 כסף, וחמש חליפת סמלות. The חליפות סמלות, it said by בנימין, missing above. Why? Because they explain that he gave to the brothers one suit, let's say it cost $500, just for us to understand. He gave to Benjamin five suits that each one's worth $100. It's a total of $500. He did not differentiate between the two. But why he gave him more than, he gave them five suits and he gave the brothers one suit? There's a reason what the Gemara said. Remez remez lo she'atid latzet belbush malchut. He gave them belbush malchut. Why? Because who came from Benjamin? Mordechai Yehudi. ומרדכי יצא לפני המלך ולבוש מלכות תכלת וחור ועטר זהב גדולה ותכריך בוס וארגמן ויעיר שושן צהלה ושמחה. That's why we wrote the pasuk. Yosef was hinting to Benjamin that from you Mordechai Yehudi is going to come and he's going to wear also the clothes of the king. But he was hinting for him. That's what it says over here. But really, that's what the Gemara is asking. How come he was differentiating? But he didn't differentiate between the two. The barshin sta'ir bo to sadiq lo ikashil bo. So he asked here Torah to Moshe, he said, I understand the Gemara answered that he wanted to hint to Benjamin that from him Mordechai Yehudi is going to come. So this answers why he gave him five suits and he gave the brothers one suit. But what are you going to tell me about the money? He gave him also 300 coins, silver coins, to Benjamin, and he didn't give a penny to the brothers. Why not? Now the brothers are going to get jealous. So he's still differentiating between Benjamin and the rest. How come? The Gemara answered about the halifot, but the Gemara didn't answer about the money. He said, "V'hekshu hare al 300 kesef lo tores hashas klum." V'od kashe, and he said, "Also, I don't understand. My makshe hashas din ma Benjamin shani shaya achiv me'av v'im mashen ken sharachim." What the Gemara is asking is making the same mistake. He's not making the same mistake. Why? Because he loved Benjamin more than the rest. Why? Because he was from the same father, same mother. And he showed him more love. So what's the problem? Ela, he says here, since that the clothing that Yosef got from his father, it was Begdei Malchut, it was Goyish clothing. So now when Yosef is giving the brothers, Lecholam Natan La'ish Halifot Semalot, what kind of Halifot he gave them? Also Halifot of the Mitzriim. Halifot of the Melachim, Halifot of the Mitzriim. So how come he's giving them Goyim's cloth again? So he says, "V'hene hadin atan Yosef li'ahav begadim afal pi shehayu begadei Mitzrayim." Even though they were the style of Egypt, he gave them Egyptian style suit. Said nevertheless, "Yesh lomar kevan shekar'u begadehem b'shuba ma'ira kemefurash b'pasuk u'gnai lahem u'befrat li'ahay melech lalechet begadim keruaim lechach labshu otam ve'en mebim raya mishat adachak." He said the brothers that he gave them suits, even though it was Egyptian suits, was the style of the Goyim. He said, doesn't matter why, because since that the Pasuk said, وَيَكْرَعُوا بِكْدَهِمْ وَيَعَمُوا سِيشَ الْحَمُرُوا وَيَشِبُوا عَيْرَا, they went back to Yosef. All of them, they're their clothes. Now they don't have any more clothes. So now, for the meanwhile, until you're going to get to Yaakov Abinu, until you're going to get to Eretz Kanaan, you wear this cloth, even though it was Goyim's cloth, it's okay to wear it until you get there. So you are the brothers of the king now. Yosef was the Moshe, Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's embarrassing that they're going to go with ripped cloth. That's why temporarily you could wear clothing of the Goyim. When you get home, you change it. So that's good about the brothers. But when he gave Benjamin five sets of cloth, why Benjamin needs five sets? Because they ripped his cloth. If he ripped his cloth, it's enough to give him one set. One suit, like his brothers. אבל לבנימין שנתן חמש חליפות סמלות על כורחך כוונתו שגם בביתו ילבש אותם. For sure, also he wanted Benjamin, even after to get to Yaakov, he still have another four sets to wear. That means he wanted him to wear it even after. Why? It was the Goyim's cloth. ועזה שפיר קשה, דבר שנסתער בו אותו צדיק על ידי בגד גוי יקשל בו. Yaakov gave him Beged of Goyim. That's what caused the 400 years of suffering in Mitzrayim. He's going to do the same mistake Yosef. That's what the Gemara is asking. Al zeh Shapir mitareset the Gemara deramaz al Mordechai sheyasa belbush malchut techelet vachor shel Goyim. Said he was hinting for him that Mordechai is going to come out of him. He's going to be wearing the clothing of the king. It was obviously Goyim's cloth. והם כן מיושבים קושיות ההמה. דמה שנתן לו מעות לא קשיה שהתקנו בו. From the 300 coins that he gave him, there's no room for them to get jealous of this. Why? Because he loved them more, yes. And he has the reason why to love him more, because he was his brother from the father and the mother side. So for the money, that, the extra that he gave him, there's nothing to get jealous of. And for the clothing that he gave him, that's what the Gemara asked, the Gemara answered. It was only to show him that Mordechai is going to come out of him. The machine that tell him out, like I said, they can go. Meshun the beemet him lo yo ehav me avaim kmo Benjamin. Veraui lo yoter seet meshum dein yichol dein kulam shavim beachvado kmo Benjamin. But al begadim kashe. The Gemara answers whatever it answers. That's what it says over here. So you see from here that the clothing that the person wears is very important. It's very hashub. That the way he dressed. You see here that because Ketonet Pasim, it was a goyish cloth, that what caused all the problem, and the brother had to get jealous of Yosef, and we came down to Mitzrayim. See, the cloth affects a lot. That's why Hachim tell us that Bnei Israel and Mitzrayim, Loshnut Leshonam, Loshnut Malbusham, they kept the same style what they have. We have our uniform. That's a uniform that a person should wear. Person should not go with the styles of the Umot HaOlam. Why? Because the style is going to have bad effect, Hasb Shalom, on the person. I told you once that here, he says here in Torah Moshe, by Yaakov Abinu, he says that Parashat Todlot Daf Kufay Amud Bet, he says here in Torah Moshe, he said when Yaakov went to get the brachot from Yitzhak, Yitzhak asked him, who are you? Anuchi Esav Bechorecha. Asiti Kechol Asher Tzuvitani. Anuchi, I am Esav Bechorecha. All in Farshim try to understand how could Yaakov Abinu lie? He wasn't Esav. There are many answers they want to give because he bought the Bechora from Esav and now he came instead of Esav. Whatever many answers. Rashi said, Anuchi, Esav is Bechorecha. He split his words, whatever, and Benishai also has to speak about it. But here, beautiful, says Ahatam Sofer here, says, Yesh defaresh lefi ma shekatub basfarim sheyesh bilbush tzadikim kedusha lilbush otam. When someone wears a garment of a tzadik, it has good effect on him. Imken, gam ken bahefech ken. If the person wears clothing of a rasha, it's also going to have bad effect on him. ועל ידי שהיה ליעקב עכשיו בגדי עשיו, היה נכון להוציא לשון משתמע לתרי הפה. Because Yaakov, he was wearing, what was he wearing when he came to Yitzhak to get the brachot? It says in the pasuk, ותקח רבקת בגדי עשיו בינה הגדול החמודות, ותלבש את יעקב בינה הקטן. Since that Yaakov, he was wearing עשיו's clothes when he went to Yitzhak, that's what caused him to lie. That's what he said. He said the clothing, it had, if it was good clothing, it has good effect on the person. It was clothing of a rashat, it's going to have bad effect on him. That's what caused Yaakov Abinu to lie. That's what he said there, Hatam Sofer. And furthermore, I saw here in Pardes Yosef, he says here in the, also in this week's parasha, when Yosef at the end, when Eshet Potiphar, she wanted to do the Abira with him, ve'azob b'gdo b'yada, ve'anos v'yatsi ahusa. But what caused him to leave his clothes by her? He was wearing Ketonet Pasim that his father made him. That was the clothing of the Goyim. So he says here something beautiful. I'll read it from you. It says here in Pardes Yosef, Ot Ayin Gimal, said, Ayin Besefer Zecher Tzadik, Shishal Oto Ehad Mehem Maskilim, said, the new modern, the new reform people, he asked that Hakam, Deyecholim Deyot Tzadikim, Af Im Yelech Beli Zakan Ubli Peot, ואפילו בנמוסי מלבושי אירופה. He said, the person, one of the מתייבנים, one of the people that reformed, he came to the Hakam, he told them, you don't have to have a beard to become religious, you don't have to wear, you know, the Jewish clothes to stay religious. He said, you could wear whatever you want. You don't need the zakan, you don't need peot, you could wear also whatever the clothes they have in the style. That's what you can wear also. Nothing is wrong with this. That's what he asked him. Veheshib lo oto hacham. That was the machloket between Yaakov and Yosef. The Yaakov amar shetzrichim davka lelechet b'gadim arukim vezakan upeot velo lekashet ta'atzmo. Yaakov held that the Jew, he has to wear the clothing of a Jew. Why? Because Yaakov knew, he felt it on himself. When he wore the clothing of Esav, it caused him to lie. So if that's the case, Yaakov Abinu, he told Yosef, my dear son, I'm teaching you a lesson for all your lifetime, that whatever you're wearing is going to have effect on you. If you're wearing clothing from such a designer who's Rasha, and who knows what mahshabot he had when he made that clothing, what kind of mahshabot he had it for Arva, for who knows what kind of mahshabot, all this is going to have bad effect on you. That's what Yaakov was telling Yosef. And Yosef, because he was young, he didn't understand his father. So he told him, "Yosef amar she'achol yot tzaddik afilu miyasalsel b'sa'aro v'chadome." So the person could stay tzaddik even if he's going to wear the latest model, the latest style that they have in the market, and he's dressing up nice and he's fixing his hair, he could still be tzaddik. That's what Yosef held. Ubasof, Yosef, he felt it, that he was totally wrong. Ubasof kishira'a she'haya karob l'kashir chas v'shalom. What caused him to be nikhshal? Because he was mesalsel b'sa'aro, he had the clothing, ketonet pasim. That what caused him, but Tomer elav shechba ami, she caught him. She wanted him to do the Abira with him. ובא לו זאת על ידי הסלסול, כמו שאמרו במדרש, שאמר לו, קדוש ברוך הוא, חייך, אתה מסלסל בסערך. Your father is crying about you, and you're still looking at the mirror of fixing your hair, and you want to still become nice. חייך, שאני מגרה בך את הדוב. You're going to see that the אשת פוטיפר is going to come to him. אז נראיתה לו דימות דיוקנו של אביו, והיינו שמצא חן בעיניו סמל תבנית של אביו דווקא. That's what he says over here. So that's what פסהו בבגדו. She caught him in his clothes. The clothes, the new style that you're wearing, that's what caused you to do the Avera. Then Yosef HaTzadik, you remember, he said, now I know what my father told me a long time ago. I know it was 100% right. Sometimes the kids, their father tells them, listen, my dear son, I'm not supposed to do this, it's not good for you. Then the son is going to say, what my father knows, I know more. That's why you see also even by Yaakov and Yosef later on, said when Yaakov came to give the brachot to Yosef's sons, it says, Sikelt Yadav. He switched, he flipped his hand, and Yosef told him, Lochen Abi, Kizeb Bechor, Simi Minicha Al Rosho. Yosef thought that his father, because he couldn't see, ותכין העיניו מראות, he wasn't able to see. So he thought that he made a mistake. Told him, לא חן אבי, my father, you're wrong. That's not how you're supposed to do it. How did Yaakov answer him? ידעתי בני, ידעתי. All what you're thinking about, I went through it. I know exactly what you're thinking. Every kid, he thinks that his father is wrong. Why? Because he said his old style. He doesn't know what's going on now. But eventually with the time, he's going to realize that all what his father teaching him, it was all for his benefit. And all what his father is telling him, it was 100% right. But the Gemara said, it takes 4 years for the person to understand his Rebbe's mind. You're also a similar idea. When the father tells you something, it takes a long time to understand what he meant. Sometimes the son, he feels that, listen, I know more than my father. But you're totally wrong. That's what happened with Yosef. Yosef thought that a person could stay tzaddik even if he's wearing the latest styles. So he said, a person could stay tzaddik. But Yaakov told him, no, you're wrong. At the end, Yosef, he realized that his father was right. That's what Hakim told us, how important it is that the Jew, he shouldn't follow all the, every day they come with new style. They have to go for the new style. He have our clothing, Baruch Hashem. Nothing wrong. Sam latecha lo ba leteame alecha. Mirag lecha lo ba tzecha ze 40 shana. And Demetbar, they wore the same clothing for 4 years. Didn't have to buy new styles, even though Tagare and Mota Alam, they used to come to Demetbar. The Gemara Masechet Yoma says that they used to come, they used to sell them food, they have whatever they want to buy. But they didn't change their clothes. That's the clothes, that the uniform that we have, you stay with it. Why? Because that uniform has good effect on us. That's what the person should follow. That's really basically also what Hanukkah is coming, Bezer Hashem et Barach, this Sunday night. Also, that was what the Yevanim they wanted from Am Israel. So that you could still keep the Torah, still keep whatever you want to keep. But make it a little bit modern, make it a little bit, you know, with Imruwa Hazman, you know, with the style, with the day. Now they were getting advanced, you have to change a little bit in the Torah. That's what the Evanim they wanted. They wanted to change the ideology that we have about the Torah. They wanted to change everything. That's why Hakim tell us, no, we have the Torah, we have to stick to the Torah. Leshanut Shemam, Leshanut Leshonam, Leshanut Malbusham. They kept all the rules that we got from Yaakov Abinu. We keep everything. That's our guardian that we have. Be'ezer Hashem is going to stay in the right path if we follow the Dorkei Avot. That's Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help all of us that we should follow Dorkei Avot. We should all be Zoche, Be'ezer Hashem, Berot Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Mera Be'yamenu, Amen Be'yamen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshah Omer, Asagot Shabarakot, Zekot Israel, Lefichach. Rabbi Hananam Nakshah Omer, Asagot Shabarakot, Zekot Israel, Lefichach.